more qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid, paid vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years, quota bonuses, and much more. Jimmy and Darius Transport is also looking for dispatchers. Call Jimmy and Darius Transport at 241-6414. That's 241-6414.
And now a star is born. On June 29th, 1944, the world welcomed little baby Gary Busey.
Congratulations on your new baby. And baby stands for brought alive by you.
Gary Busey, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's fine.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Carrot McHugh. No such thing as a routine traffic stop. Two Tulsa, Oklahoma police officers remain in critical condition after being shot. Their chief says cops are people too.
I'm just like you, and we're just like you. The only difference is we do a different job than what you do. So for us, we're just as much a part of the community as you are.
Wendell Franklin, the alleged gunman, shot the pair after being tased for refusing to exit his vehicle. Two suspects are now in custody. Fed Chair Jerome Powell says the economic outlook for the U.S. is extraordinarily uncertain as the nation emerges from the pandemic nightmare. He says success depends on containing the virus and on the government's efforts to support the recovery. America is listening to Fox News.
Whose side the Fed chair is on. Market didn't buy into it, but we'll ask Brant about it in just a minute. David Blackman just out with his evening blog. The title, The Utter Disgrace That Is Fox News. I finally had to give up watching The Five last week because I couldn't take another day of Juan Williams uttering fabricated nonsense and having none of the other four hosts do a damn thing to correct the record. It's obvious that management, this is quoting David Blackman now, at Fox has told the others that it's hands-off time on Juan in the new age of Black Lives Matter TV. Just as obvious is that every host on the cable news channel is required to cite the hysterically inaccurate Fox News polls. That would bother me, too. They're the worst. They oversampled Democrats in a significant number. I think polling is just Sunday things got worse as David Fox business analyst Charlie Gasparino appeared on the channel and made a completely fabricated report contending President Trump is thinking about pulling out of the campaign due to bad polling numbers. Do you think he would do that? I heard that rumor. Now I know who started it. I just can't see Trump doing that.
No, I mean, why would he be? He's still raising campaign funds and
he's out
putting out ads.
That's another lie. He is outraising Joe Biden significantly. The only reason Biden's getting money is because it's being funneled, probably some of it illegally, through these, you know, Black Lives Matter, Act Blue. What does one have to do with the other? What would Black Lives Matter do with these millions of dollars they're getting? We know what happens. It becomes the Clinton Foundation, a nest of corruption. Which, by the way, still seems to... They don't get the money they do now because Hillary's got no leverage to say, well, if you make a nice donation, maybe I can do something as Secretary of State to help you. We all know it's bullcrap. Everybody knows the truth. Anyway, David will join us tomorrow at 3:35. I will probably read a little bit more of that when we get back. Brant McDonald's going to be checking in with us. The market had a good day, no matter what the Fed chair said. This whole bounty story, I'm not sure I understand that. What are they claiming? That Russia put bounties on American heads?
Mm-hmm.
And now, is this the latest Russian hoax?
Probably, because what they're saying is Trump didn't do anything about it, but he said he.
I don't believe that for one minute.
I don't either.
But they're going to say that because Donald Trump can't be reelected. Does everybody understand that? This is not, as George Carlin has told us 1,000 times, and thank you, Terry Adams, for turning us on to that clip. It's a big club, and we ain't in it. And neither is the president. And they want to make sure he never does get in. 507. Local News.
I'm Melissa Eskew with Alabama News Network. Crime Stoppers is looking for those responsible for stealing 17 firearms from the Quake Pond on Norman Bridge Road in Montgomery on June 2nd. Multiple agencies are involved with a reward up to $5,000 leading to the arrest and conviction of those responsible. Call 215-STOP with any tips. Crime Stoppers is also looking for a missing teen. On Wednesday, June 24th, Leslie Pantaleon was reported missing by her parents. Leslie was last seen driving a 2006 blue Chevrolet Trailblazer, an Alabama tag 3BF4014. If you have any information, please immediately call the police or Crime Stoppers 215-STOP. More Alabama cities are implementing or considering a requirement to wear a face mask in public. Montgomery and Selma already have an order in place. Jefferson County also has an order in place, and Tuscaloosa, Decatur, and Mobile are also considering it. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Revolutionary in his field, Dr. Bonatti created, perfected, and patented the Bonatti spine procedures. Using his genius, Bonatti invented the precise tools necessary to minimize surgery, scarring, anesthesia, and recovery. So successful are the Bonatti spine procedures, they consistently reflect 98.75% patient satisfaction. 60,000 procedures have been performed exclusively at our location. Nearly half our patients have suffered from failed back and neck surgeries at other facilities. Bonatti succeeds where others fail.
Hello, folks. Ed Meese here. You may remember me as President Reagan's Attorney General and his close personal friend. I'm a big fan and a strong supporter of President Trump, and I'm also a great admirer of Jeff Sessions. Jeff was an excellent U.S. attorney under President Reagan and is one of the great conservative leaders of our time. Let me clear something up. Jeff Sessions did the right thing when he recused himself from the phony Russian investigation. The law is clear. He had to recuse. He could not legally investigate himself or the Trump campaign. If Jeff had not recused, he would have broken the law, and the Democrats would have damaged President Trump badly. Jeff Sessions is a uniquely strong man with the integrity to do the right thing even when it's hard. This is Ed Meese, Ronald Reagan's Attorney General, urging you to keep supporting President Trump and to vote for Jeff Sessions for U.S. Senate.
I'm Jeff Sessions, candidate for the United States Senate. I approve this message.
Paid for by Friends of Sessions Senate Committee, Inc.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Caravita Village. Seniors, a full and active all-inclusive lifestyle is waiting for you at Caravita Village from $15.49 per month. Check them out on Facebook. One of your friends might already be there. Reserve your tour and free lunch at caravitavillage.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The weather this week, much different than the weather last week. Showers and thunderstorms are going to be in generous supply just about every day. They'll be around well into the evening hours before fading out later on tonight. The overnight low temperature drops to about 72. Sky-high humidity the next few days, of course, with upper 80s tomorrow, mid-80s on Wednesday, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms each day, becoming most numerous, of course, in the afternoon and evening hours. Welcome to summer. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Well, we're blowing stuff up. Hope we don't die. Stuff up. Shoot a fire. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
It's a Mr. Electric doubleheader today because this is electrifying from thedailywire.com. Authorities in Oklahoma announced that they are charging alleged rioters with terrorism. You know, the only person I haven't seen the word alleged use on is that cop in Minneapolis whose knee was on George Kirby's neck, as Nancy Pelosi likes to call him. She is the shrieker of the house. I mean, I'm quoting a great authority, am I not? Saying they would not put up with this lawlessness here. This ain't Seattle. Oklahoma County District Attorney David Prater reportedly made the decision to get tough on rioters in an effort to curb any future potential riots. You know, I just see others say, what's the president doing? The president has not been asked for help. They don't want him. Mayor Beetlejuice in Chicago said, you know, F you, that nitwit that's in charge of Seattle. They don't want his help because it would make him look like he was right. Now, I suppose he could say, well, I can't indulge the stupidity of who's locally elected. This is America, and this is not protesting. This is anarchy. And he said that. And the media is not publicizing that Barr and the DOJ have arrested quite a few people. I think something like 500 indictments have been. They're watching the tapes. Is that poor? What's that? What are people saying about that simpleton I put on Facebook? That dead-eyed girl, sad, pathetic creature. Any reaction? Ah, thank you, Beth. Keep sharing. Fool, says Jimmy. Sue says, I'll share as many and often as possible. Remember, when you're filming and posting it for your benefit, it also helps you get put where you need to be. But beyond the right and wrong of what this pathetic young lady is saying is the look on her face. I'm not judging. It's not a beauty contest. This is what Bolshevism looks like. It is emotionless. There is no happy. There is no joy in Bolshevism. This is what they want. They want power. They want to run your life from sunup to sundown, as if we're not close enough to that already. How bad do you want it to get? That's why they, in a sense, they almost look comical. But I totally get the couple in St. Louis standing there with, you know, their weapons as the protesters, who are always, no matter what they're burning down, are described as peaceful. And I'm sorry, I'm not a homophobe, but I got to tell you, allowing that giant gathering for the LGBTQ group in Chicago, there's no social distancing there. There's no masks. So obviously we have different rules for different people, for different groups. So Trump rallies, no, can't have those. Or anything that's fun. But if you're part of an aggrieved group, that the media agrees has been treated horribly, whatever the word is, well, you go ahead and do whatever you need to do. We're going to look the other way. People got to be getting pissed off about that, too, because, my buddy Sam sent me a note saying, boy, am I glad to be back in Troy. Because, yes, we will wear the mask if we're required to have it on when we go into a place. One of these days, somebody's going to drop dead on some mask-mandated property, and it being unable to breathe. There have been a lot of I-can't-breathe rallies around the country in places where they really, become hardcore on this issue. But then I-can't-breathe is also one of BLM's things, so you got to tread carefully there. Because you can be pissed off at one thing and then piss off somebody else over what they're pissed off with. Because everybody, Grant? Is everybody following me on this?
Hold on.
Does it make sense?
No.
Okay. Still the same tagline. It's a big club, and you ain't in it. 5:17 on News Talk 93.1 FM. We're going to join Mr. Right on the Money, Brent.
Yeah, baby.
McDonald from McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. Not quite as much time as we'd like to have normally, but still, I was very happy to see a big green day on Wall Street. In spite of
it really was.
In spite of what the Fed chair said with his jolly prediction, I have no idea. Good.
Well, it's the Fed. Oh my goodness gracious!
That's why he gets
so much
the big
politics
bugs
going on. It's a political year, and he's trying to figure this out and say the right thing politically, but at the same time, be the Fed chairman. It is pretty tough. I really will say that, but. Who knows? I mean, here we are kind of going through various types of shutdowns here and there, but the market was up nicely today, mainly on this Boeing news. I mean, that was a big, big deal. Boeing itself, this just today only, was up nearly, I think it was close to 15% in a single trading day, and they're a member of the Dow Jones. So that was a huge help for the Dow, no doubt about it. And so, we'll see how the rest of the week goes. I know that we're as I've been saying for a while now, we're heading right into earnings season. And it's still a little early. Probably won't get a ton out this week, although we did see Micron, big semiconductor, report today. And they had a nice, nice number, which is not surprising given a lot of the tech firms who've been really holding up and had a lot of resiliency with the shutdown and all that other stuff, all the other things going on. So. But next week, we get into the bank earnings. A lot of the banks were in the news today. I think there was a little bit of relief there as well, because remember, we had the stress test. The Fed came in and said, we're not going to allow you to do stock buybacks and all this kind of stuff, or increase your dividends. And that weighed on the market as well last week. But today, a number of companies came out and said kind of where they stood. And that, they weren't going to have to cut their dividend, although Wells Fargo did. But some of the other big ones, not so bad, where you've got J.P. Morgan, for example, who's in the Dow Jones. That was a nice comment from them today as well. So a lot of good, still some bad out there. And we just, we got to muddle our way through, as they say, for the rest of for the second half of this year. I tell you one thing, Greg, our phone calls every afternoon and some of the in studios are going to get real, real interesting as we move through the rest of this year. Presidential election.
Oh, man.
The COVID news, earnings, all this stimulus, whatever. Should be a lot to talk about, no doubt.
Yeah, I, trying to plow through all of this every day, it's becoming more difficult. I try to be informed. And you're still going to miss one significant story here and there. The one today that I wasn't totally up to speed on was this stuff with the Russians and the bounties. To me, it sounds like another Russian hoax that the media is trying to push, since the last one worked so well. And then you look at what the reality here is, that Donald Trump is the only firewall between us and these crazy Bolsheviks. You ever see the movie Dr. Zhivago?
Oh, yeah.
That movie, I've been talking to other people about it today, and it's a great film. It's not, it's not the Terminator, okay? If you're looking for that kind of film, you're not going to like it. And some might even call it a chick flick. What jumps out at you in that movie, though, is the revolution, the communist revolution in the 1917 era, where the Bolsheviks bullied their way into power. They were the same humorless, judgmental, no human condition whatsoever that we're seeing today. And once they do get to power, you have none. They take what's yours, and they distribute it as they see fit. And this is why I keep thinking there is a growing silent majority that will win this election for Trump, because they may not applaud everything he does. They may not even like him. But you want Joe Biden in there with somebody pulling his strings? You got to be crazy. and who his vice presidential pick is going to be. I'll tell you what, I should never bet with somebody that has the scope of wisdom that you do, and maybe you'll agree. I saw a story this weekend that Biden's VP pick is going to probably be Elizabeth Warren. And if that happens, if that rumor becomes reality, I think the markets are going to suffer because she's dead serious about going after Wall Street. And
no, I agree with you. I totally agree with you. Everyone knows where she stands and what her platform has been. That would be a bold move if he did that. It would be a huge move, as a matter of fact, and I think it would probably be the wrong move politically. I really do. I can think of other candidates that I believe probably helps him win. Not that I want him to, but I can. And, you know, speaking of that, though, I sit and I'm back and I'm watching Trump. I really am beginning to wonder what his strategy is, though, for reelection. I mean, it's a sort of a funky time, I think, is the way we could put it right now.
Yeah.
Everyone knows we had a strong economy. This virus thing's really been a mess in purely economic terms. A lot of sensitivities around it. Obviously, all this stuff we've seen in the news with the protests and the riots and what have you. I'm waiting to see what his strategy is going to be. He continues to talk about the things that he won on in the first election. I'm not
Brandt?
Specific in terms of, yes, there?
You cut out.
For about 10 seconds. Go back and reiterate, please.
No, I was just going to say he's going to have to get a little bit more specific about what he wants to get accomplished in his next term.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and again, people are saying, well, what's he going to do about all this?
Hello?
Hello?
Are you there? Are you there?
We can hear you. We can hear you. And apparently we have...
Hello?
Brad, are you there?
Can you hear us? I would guess...
He can't.
...his own phone. We're out of time anyway, but now I forgot the brilliant comment I was going to make, too. 525 for financial advice, for planning for your future, for answering questions that come up as you watch the news. The team at McDonald and Hagen is ready to help. Sit down with a financial planner and see how you can prepare for the future, whatever it delivers. Have that nest egg, that fallback option. They can help you achieve that. And it's just a matter of better money management. And that will help you feel better about yourself. You work hard, but could you be a little bit smarter without sacrificing the lifestyle you enjoy leading? Call them at 387-0094. That's 387-0094, McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. They're continuing to work an accident Chantilly Parkway at I-85. Use caution in the area while they clean that one up. Very heavy traffic on Taylor Road, Atlanta Highway to Vaughan. The Boulevard, moderate to heavy traffic in places and congestion at all the major intersections. We have slow traffic outbound on I-85 southbound to the interchange. Slow traffic out of downtown Montgomery on 65 northbound at the Northern Boulevard and just before Millbrook 143 exit. Traffic is moving, but just slowly. Be cautious out there. Buckle up and watch out for your fellow drivers. Right now, you can get a $1,200 bonus on anything on the lot at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. Choose your vehicle. Save $1,200 at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Expect increased traffic this holiday weekend and understand it may take you longer to reach your destination. It's more important to arrive safely than to arrive on time. The Vance Law Firm wants you to stay safe.
All right, a silly segment is ahead. We're going to salute bacon. It's always a great topic. We also have some Kaylee McEnany today, she's gold. And Billy is on the line before we head to all that other stuff. Billy?
Hello, Billy. Hello.
All right. I am not seeing any reason why this... Billy?
Wondering it, if it's our phone. Let's hope not.
Well, who knows? I mean, who do we call? The warranty ran out in 1986 on this phone system. So I'll tell you what we'll do. By the way, another thing. Really, you got to rename the John Wayne Airport. You know what I should do? I should play the John Wayne clip that they're all wetting their pants over. It's just no end to it. And that's not because the protesters want it. No, the woke officials in Orange County, which is a very, very, or was a very conservative area, right?
Yes.
California. That's where the airport is.
Right.
No, I rename it.
Irvine, Costa Mesa area.
Yeah. It's nuts, man. Mr.
Sandman. This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and we are working hard to get our new showroom open. But in the meantime, we are continuing to wheel and deal on everything in our other two showrooms. We have Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Sutherland, and other great mattresses, beds, headboards, and some bedroom furniture always on sale. Factories are having trouble filling orders due to shortages in raw materials. While Mr. Sandman has run out of some models, I still have mattresses in all price ranges in stock. New shipments are coming in weekly, but some products are being delayed 2 or 3 weeks. Even though there are some shortages, I am still discounting throughout my showrooms. Mr. Sandman Mattress sells a number of different adjustable bases, and we stock many extra-long twin mattresses. Mr. Sandman has been voted Montgomery's favorite mattress store since last century because we offer more choices, better prices, and excellent customer service. Our salespeople are nice and helpful, not pushy. If you need a mattress for yourself, your precious children, or a guest room, visit us Monday through Saturday, 10 to 6 on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Bacon, the most beautiful thing on earth. Bacon's the best. Even the frying of bacon sounds like applause. It's like, good bacon is to improve other food, they wrap it in bacon. If it weren't for bacon, we wouldn't even know what a water chestnut is.
Thank you, bacon. Sincerely, Water Chestnut III.
And those bits of bacon are like the fairy dust of the food community.
You don't want this baked potato?
Bring! Now it's your favorite part of the meal. Not interested in a salad? Bibbidi bobbidi bacon! I'll just turn it into an entree. But once you put bacon in a salad, it's no longer a salad. It just becomes a game of find the bacon and the lettuce. It's like you're panning for gold. Eureka! Bacon! How many ways to prepare bacon? You can either fry it or get botulism. It's amazing the shrinkage that occurs. You start with a pound, you end up with a bookmark. Really, the only bad part about bacon is it makes you thirsty for more bacon. I never feel like I get enough bacon. At breakfast, it's like they're rationing it. Here's your 2 strips of bacon. I want more! More bacon! Whenever you're at a brunch buffet and you see that big metal tray filled with the 4,000 pieces of bacon, don't you almost expect a rainbow to be coming out of it? That bacon tray is always at the end of the buffet. You regret all the stuff on your plate. What am I doing with all this worthless fruit? I should have waited. If I had known you were here, I would have waited. I would eat only you, bacon.
That's good, clean comedy. Is anybody offended?
Not probably a pig, but...
Well, just to give you a clue, stand-up comedy is, well, of course, the performance industry in general has taken a real hit, slow coming back, but the one profession that's going to be extremely difficult, not because of coronavirus, but because of this insanity, this humorless, this totally humor-impaired country that's evolving out of everybody virtue signaling and not wanting to offend anybody. There's nothing to be funny about. The service that sends us stuff, they sent me clips today that are like 20 years old. Not that there's wrong with old comedy. We've got it. That Jim Gaffigan bit's been around. But there's nothing new. And hasn't been for a long time. In fact, I would bet that they themselves have gone through their library and just quietly deleted things that... because they don't want to be accused of being hypocrites. It's so sad. All right, Kayleigh McEnany, White House Press Secretary, is always a good listen. Here she is today.
I just want to be clear, there are congressional leaders who are being briefed on the Russia situation, but the president has still not been briefed on the situation?
Look, this has been asked and answered. The president is briefed on verified intelligence.
And how does he know, if he hasn't been briefed, how is he certain that Russia didn't put out these bounties?
The president is briefed on verified intelligence, and again, I would just point you back to the absolutely irresponsible decision of the New York Times to falsely report that he was briefed on something that he, in fact, was not briefed on, and I really think that it's time for the New York Times to step back and ask themselves why they've been wrong, so often. The New York Times falsely claimed Paul Manafort asked for polling data to be passed along to Oleg Deripaska before having to issue a correction. In June of 2017, the New York Times falsely wrote all 17 intel agencies had agreed on Russian interference before having to issue a correction that it was only four agencies. In 2017, February of that year, New York Times published a story claiming Trump campaign aides had repeated contacts with Russian intelligence, which even James Comey has said was almost entirely wrong, New York Times. New York Times published a column in March of 2019 by a former Times executive editor that asserted the Trump campaign in Russia had an overarching deal that the quid of help in the campaign against Hillary for the quo of a new pro-Russian foreign policy. That's what we call the Russia hoax, which was investigated for 3 years with taxpayer dollars before ultimately getting an exoneration in the Mueller report. It is inexcusable, the failed Russia reporting of the New York Times, and I think it's time that the New York Times and also the Washington Post hand back their Pulitzers.
She's right. They won Pulitzer Prize for promoting and reporting, fact-checking. Total BS. And we know that. Now, what becomes of Peter Stroke, who very clearly implicated Obama and Biden in his notes? They were in on this tragedy that befell General Flynn. When is there justice for that? Why don't we have our own riot for that? We want justice. Man that served the country for 33 years, this is his reward? To be chosen as a target for political gain? To begin smearing Donald Trump using illegal warrants and all the rest of the stuff they did? The FBI needs... it doesn't need to be cleaned up. It needs to be shredded and put back together carefully so it is a law enforcement arm of the government and not a political tool for the likes of Susan Rice, who may be a VP pick. Somebody just said Stacey Abrams. I'm sorry, I just don't see Stacey, because between Joe Biden slipping into dementia and Stacey Abrams, who served, what, 2 years, 4 years as a Georgia state senator? I mean, even Obama didn't have the chutzpah to run on that. And he never even went to the assembly and voted. He was always present. Yeah. So I don't see that. Probably Kamala Harris.
Val Demming.
She's got baggage, too. They all do.
Mm-hmm.
But Stacey Abrams, she recently said that we have to legalize voter fraud so we don't have fraud in elections. And she's not slipping into dementia. She's just stupid. 537, Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. Boy, I'll bet those of you who are partnered up with Clark's appreciate it on days like this.
Yes.
Because if something goes wrong, and that's always a possibility with any machine, you know, you can pick up the phone and call 277-2125 and get action. That's what you want. See, the Clark's truck, we must have a lot of Clark's Club members in my neighborhood because I see it in there quite frequently, either tuning a system or answering a repair call, or they were out in front of my house when they came to... They actually rebuilt a fixture over the tub in the bigger bathroom, not the man. We don't have a master bathroom anymore.
The primary bathroom.
Primary potty is what it's now known as. You don't want to use those illegal terms. I didn't have to spend a penny to buy a new fixture because they just put the one that was in there. It's nice. I'm sure there are fancier ones at Home Depot. They just rebuilt it, and it works great. Yeah, they'll make sure that you don't spend money you don't need to spend. So get yourself a membership. Have that peace of mind and know that the best heating, air conditioning, and plumbing people on the planet are a phone call away at 277-2125, 277-2125, or visit clarkcomfort.com, Alabama certification number 99004.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic, our latest accident, 2300 block of Narrow Lane Road. That's going to be near the Montgomery Country Club at East Fairview. Use caution there. Around the boulevard, we've thinned down just a bit, but we still have moderate traffic congestion at all the major intersections. Federal Drive, Congressman Dickinson busy, as well as Atlanta Highway, Taylor Road, Atlanta Highway to Vaughan. And I-65 at 85 now, moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery, but everything is moving a little bit better than it was a few minutes ago. Midtown Plaza is open for business. Shop Shoe Carnival, Cato, Cricket, and more. Midtown Plaza and straight off I-85, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Support your local food bank with a donation today at hashtag TogetherAlabama. Now more than ever, people are relying on the help from others. I'm Stuart Vance, reminding everyone we are in this together, Alabama.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Confidence, peace of mind, a way forward. During tough times, these are the things we all want. And with the personalized help of a Trustmark relationship manager, it's something we can find together. That's why Trustmark is standing by business owners. No matter what challenges you may be facing, we are here with a suite of financial services to help you find a path forward. Learn more at trustmark.com/business.
Hi, folks. This is Bill with Circle C Trailers. Just wanted to let you know, since we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting, our business has grown tremendously. I recommend advertising on Blue Water.
Millennials, Gen X, Baby Boomers, Gen Z, no matter what you call your customers, over 90% of them listen to radio every week. Reach them where they are. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
LSSQ with Alabama News Network. More Alabama cities are implementing or considering a requirement to wear a face mask in public. Montgomery, and Selma already have an order in place. Jefferson County also has an order in place, and Tuscaloosa, Decatur, and Mobile are also considering it. Crime Stoppers is looking for those responsible for stealing 17 firearms from the Quake Pawn on Norman Bridge Road in Montgomery on June 2nd. Multiple agencies are involved with a reward up to $5,000 leading to the arrest and conviction of those responsible. Call 215-STOP with any tips. Crime Stoppers is also looking for a missing teen. On Wednesday, June 24th, Leslie Pantaleon was reported missing by her parents. Leslie was last seen driving a 2006 blue Chevrolet Trailblazer, an Alabama tag 3BF4014. If you have any information, please immediately call the police or Crime Stoppers 215-STOP. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The weather this week, much different than the weather last week. Showers and thunderstorms are going to be in generous supply just about every day. They'll be around well into the evening hours before fading out later on tonight. The overnight low temperature drops to about 72. Sky-high humidity the next few days, of course, with upper 80s tomorrow, mid-80s on Wednesday, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms each day, becoming most numerous, of course, in the afternoon and evening hours. Welcome to summer. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Independence Days. Really something, a day that's really grand. When lighting firecrackers, don't hold them in your hand, or you won't have a hand. Don't hold them in your hand, 'cause when they go off, all your fingers get fried, and you'll be left with only an ugly sight, ugly sight, ugly sight. Independence Day's really something, a day that's really grand. When lighting firecrackers, don't hold them in your hand. You'll hear a big kabam, and you won't have a
You know, a good example of why you shouldn't pander to the mob is Bill de Blasio, the mayor of New York City, who's, you know, oh, yeah, go ahead, paint Black Lives Matter, and we're going to defund the police by 20% and all this other insanity. How are they thanking him? By hanging out by his mansion, honking their horns and blowing up fireworks all night long. This will not... The only thing that stops a mob is an ass-whooping they'll never forget. That's the only thing that's going to put that chop crap in Seattle away. This is illegal. You know, your little game is over. You've had, it's 2 weeks. 2 weeks since they allowed the destruction of private property for these little Bolshevik bastards. There's just that it should have been stopped before it got started.
They need to bring in the National Guard.
And what are you going to do? Are you going to tell the National Guard to play patty cake, be nice?
No.
They don't know nice. They're not being nice. I think they were being nice when it'll cost millions of dollars just to restore the buildings that haven't been destroyed. Not to mention shootings and murder. I mean, where else do you get to do that without consequence? Consequence is the greatest motivation to change a behavior. That's why we have laws. You see, the punishments are the consequences when you commit a crime. I put it on Facebook. You know, it's funny. I have had many times when I've been in contact with, not many, I mean, not a career criminal, but times that I've been with the police. I told that one story because I was on a hurry. This is one of the dumbest, lame-ass stories I'll ever tell, but I was on a hurry because I had a hot date at the Boy George concert in Miami in 1984. So, and I'm running behind. So naturally, my, you know, driving my red Corvette on I-95 at 85 was critical to getting there on time, and I got pulled over. I may or may not have been somewhat buzzed. I don't remember that part of it. But I really got stupid when I got back in my red Corvette and the same trooper pulled me over for going 95 and arrested me.
That stopped that.
Do you think the officer... I didn't like getting in trouble. It cost me a lot of money to work my way through that one. But at no time, even as goofy as I may have been, did I think, wow, I'm going to get my, we got to protest this police stuff.
No, because you are a lawbreaker.
That, yeah. Yeah. But how dumb do you have to be to get pulled over by the same cop twice for a grand total? The speed limit was 55 then, by the way, not 65 or 70. That was the national speed limit, 55. And so I was a total of 70 miles an hour over the limit between two tickets.
Wow.
And I had a very good attorney. I did not go unpunished. But...
paid some big fines.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I could have been sent to jail.
Yeah, absolutely.
Fortunately, I didn't do anything stupid, and I was never breathalyzed or anything like that. I was just crazy, and that's no excuse. Sorry. So until these little darlings, until these little snowflakes get the ass-whooping they deserve, this is going to continue. And then you have pathetic mayors like Beetlejuice in Chicago who thinks Walmart should rebuild all seven stores that were destroyed so people have a grocery store. You should have thought of that before you burned them down. And shame on any company that goes in there and is that naive.
And, you know, I heard, I think it was the Black Lives Matter guy that was talking to one of the Fox reporters who said, don't call these young people Antifa and, you know, minimize them. These are...
Well, Antifa's a terror group.
College, you know, graduates, people who have degrees and so on. And I thought to myself, yeah, like the two lawyers that threw the Molotov cocktails in the cop car, that's, you know, you might as well be dumb kids because that was stupid. You threw your entire career away.
Yeah,
to do that. You're criminals.
I hope they follow up with those. Disbarred and good long jail sentences.
You're criminals.
What the hell they were thinking, I don't know. But that's New York. You never know what you're going to get out of there. I know what you're going to get when you visit Jack Ingram. You get a great car, great service, and deals that won't be available too much longer. Let's talk about Audi. They make excellent cars. I owned an Audi A4 for 39 months and loved it. They've got 0% APR for up to 72 months on select models for highly qualified customers through Audi Financial Services. Jack Ingram has the details, or visit Jack Ingram Audi. And their easy purchase experience includes test drives without coming to the store for any vehicle that's in their inventory. In other words, they'll bring the dealership to you. They'll pick up your trade. They do virtual trade appraisals. No charge pickup to service the vehicle. Final paperwork delivered to your home. Detailing and sanitization services provided on any test drive. So you can shop with confidence. But here's the thing. To get a car or a van the quality of an Audi at 0% for 6 years, 72 months, that's an opportunity that you need to check out. You know why? Because it's time to love what you drive at Jack Ingram Motors. Sling Blade, give me two.
Presenting eight great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason one, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes, and more. Reason two, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons three through six, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason seven, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And reason eight, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Anyone who builds, remodels, or repairs for a living, we know the way you work has changed. That's why Lowe's is committing today to build new ways to keep you working tomorrow. We are proud to introduce the new Lowe's for Pros job site, powered by Stream, an augmented video chat tool so you can be there for your customers without actually being there. And the cost to use? Try it free through October 31st at lowesforpros.com/proloyalty. Just one of the reasons why Lowe's is the new home for pros. Services subject to Stream terms. Lowe's loyalty membership required. More terms apply.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
This radio show is not intended for listeners.
By the way, the same Minneapolis council that voted to defund the police department and turn it into something holistic, they have hit the city with a tab for their own private security. Isn't that nice? And what Minneapolis cop would want to protect any of those simpering? Close your ears. Douchebags. All right, 553, Sling Blade.
I got something quick for you. Yes. Back in night, Greg, tagging on to what you're talking about being pulled over, 1983, 84, I was a reserve policeman, law enforcement officer, and we pulled over Andy Williams in Redlands, California, right?
Andy was a bit of a wine guy. Sorry, Sling Blade, that's a 30-day. You can't say that. You know you can't say that, but you did, and I had to dump it. And we'll talk to you in a month.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We had an accident a few minutes ago, 2300 block of Fawn Road. That's near Montgomery Country Club. Use caution. Watch out for emergency vehicles if they are still, in fact, on the scene there. Minor accident. We have got still a very busy Taylor Road, Atlanta Highway outbound, Federal Drive at Congressman Dickinson. A lot of traffic there. I-65 and 85 doing pretty good. Moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. Everything's flowing nicely. The 31s are all very busy with outbound traffic this afternoon. Enroll now for fall classes at Trenum State. Your future's waiting. Go to trenumstate.edu and change your life. Trenum State, for Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
More teens on the road, more road congestion, more work zones, and hotter pavement are just a few things you could face on the road this summer. The Vance Law Firm wants you to stay safe and enjoy your summer.
Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air is open and here for you. Dixie is working with increased safety practices. From our family to yours, let's keep our homes and businesses safe. Visit calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
A good listen makes for great company, and Audible is here for you. Whether you want to stay productive, learn something new, or grab some me time, Audible has a title for you. You can listen anytime, while you're cooking, staying fit, or with the whole family on Alexa. From new releases in every genre, to motivation, business, languages, and guided wellness and sleep, you set your goals and let Audible help you reach them. Discover why millions of people are listening to Audible every month and find out how to get your first audiobook free at audible.com.
Summer is open, and Lowe's is home for the 4th of July. This year, make your backyard the best place to be for the 4th, starting with the grill. Get the Charbroil 5-burner gas grill now, just $199. Then, fire up the Eats and enjoy every bite outside with select patio furniture and outdoor decor, up to 15% off. Whatever you dream up for this 4th at home, visit Lowe's to make it the best it can be. Valid through 7-8 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
On American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Bonatti spine procedures, and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
557, let's spend the last couple of minutes listening to Greg Gutfeld, because apparently he erupted on Juan Flapping Cheeks Williams.
I think that there needs to be some kind of action, and I'm not sure what it is, but what I find interesting is the gun violence in Chicago is a reality. What you're seeing going on in America is a racial hysteria. So why is one gaining attention and the other isn't? And I believe that the worst thing a black community can do as a whole is take advice from coddled, white, over-caffeinated, over-educated, under-experienced, left-wing individuals, because look at the consequences. The black on black crime or the gang violence and the gun violence is ignored, but everybody's running around tearing down statues. So I want to end the race war that we are seem to be experiencing today. I'm going to blow your mind with this, okay? There are more differences and conflict within whites than there are between whites and blacks.
I agree.
There are more conflicts and differences between whites than there are between whites and blacks. When you look at those pasty white wimps out there running around vandalizing and destroying property, I realize that I have absolutely nothing in common with these laughable losers. And in fact, when anybody looks at the TV, they realize they have nothing in common as a white person with these failures. So it's insulting to me, and it should be insulting to every white person, that you think that race binds us. It doesn't bind us. I have more in common with black winners than white losers.
Wow.
Yeah.
Too bad I waited till the end of the show to hear it, but, you know, I kind of found that by accident, in all honesty. All right. We are ready.
Everybody is to leave here immediately.
Thank you, Rosie Brock.
You're welcome.
I'll be back in the morning with Rich Thomas, of course, Jay Scott, and Jesse Lynn, now part of the morning show. And we are excited. Have a great night, and thanks for punching us up.
Adios, muchachos.